感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
今天确实是一个大喜的日子。
Today is such a joyful day.
我看到很多弟兄姐妹脸上都挂出笑容。
I've seen many come with such a big smile.
这个笑容不是外面的。
And that smile is not merely outward.
是从心里面发出来的。
It's indeed from the bottom of our hearts.
因为我们今天有十二位弟兄姊妹愿意在这里受浸归入主的名下。
We rejoice because there are 12 brothers and sisters that will soon be baptized unto the name of the Lord.
他们就像诗歌所说的，他们愿意一生来跟随主。
Just like the hymn says, they want to follow the Lord all the days of their lives.
所以我们今天在这里给大家一同来温习一下受浸的意义。
So let's review the meaning of baptism.
我们还没温习之前，我们先有一点祷告。
But before that, let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
是你爱我们。
For you loved us.
是你用你的生命来救赎我们。
And you have redeemed us with your precious life.
使我们这一般人能成为你的儿女。
That we may become your children.
主啊，今天有十二位弟兄姊妹也愿意受洗归在你的名下。
Lord, there are 12 brothers and sisters who are willing to be baptized unto your name.
主啊，求你的恩典托住他们。
May you sustain them with your grace.
保守他们。
Protect them,
使他们一生走在你喜悦道路上。
That they will walk on the way that pleases you all the days of their life.
我们也将往下的时间交在你的手中。
We also commit the following time into your hands.
求你亲自带领。
Will you lead us?
感谢赞美。
We thank you and praise you.
奉主你宝贵的名求。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天是五月一号。
Today is the 1st of May.
其实在中国，今天也是一个大节来了。
It's also a holiday in China.
知道是什么节吗？
You know what it is?
我想大家可能都知道，从大陆来的都知道，今天是五一劳动节。
It's the Labor Day in China.
这个可能澳洲没有。我问过我女儿今天有没有节日，她说没有。
I asked my daughter whether it's a holiday in Australia. She said no.
所以对受浸弟兄姊妹，今天其实也很有意义。
But it's quite meaningful for those brothers and sisters that are soon to be baptized.
人家以后问你，你什么时候受浸？
So when people ask you many years later, when were you baptized?
你就可以说我是五一那一天受浸的。
You said I was baptized on the 1st of May.
是不是很有意义？
It's quite meaningful, isn't it?
但是我们主也很爱我们。
Our Lord truly loves us.
今天早上我很早来到这里时候。
This morning when I came very early to this meeting place.
因为我在这里加热水时候，天气还下了雨。
When I was adding the hot water to the pool, it was still raining.
我还想要不要拿一块塑料木放在这上面。
I was thinking whether we should cover that baptism pool with a plastic cloth.
因为我怕试浸的弟兄，因为一直淋雨会感冒。
So I was afraid that the brothers and sisters that would be baptized may get cold.
但是神很听弟兄姊妹的祷告。
But God truly listens, hears our prayers.
特别这今天是有意义的一天。
Especially for such a day.
所以当我第二次来的时候天气好了。
So, but when I come out and look the second time, the weather has turned, the rain has stopped.
没有下雨。
The rain stopped.
我们真的感谢神。
We thank God for that.
我们今天也借着十二位弟兄姊妹受浸，我们一同来温习一下受浸的意义。
Through the baptism of the 12 brothers and sisters, we are also here together to review the meaning of baptism.
不论你是受浸多年的。
Whether you have been baptized for many years,
还是你今天刚刚受浸的,
or whether you are to be baptized today,
我们一同都在主里面
学习。We are all in the Lord. We are learning together in the Lord.
我们现在先看一处圣经。
Let's look at a verse together.
就是马太福音第二十八章。
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28.
第十八节到二十节
Verse 18 through 20
这也是主耶稣复活以后升天之前向门徒所说的话。
This is the words of the Lord Jesus to his disciples after his resurrection but before his ascension.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，还我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
这就是主耶稣在升天之前给门徒一个大的使命。
This is a great commission that was given by the Lord Jesus to his disciples before his ascension.
要将福音传给万民。
To preach the gospel to all nations.
使万民做他的门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
所以主耶稣说要叫他们先相信然后受洗。
So the Lord Jesus commanded them to believe first and then be baptized.
主耶稣在马可福音那边也说，信而受洗必然得救。
Also in Mark's Gospel, the Lord Jesus says, if those who have believed and have been baptized will be saved.
所以信跟受洗是有前有后的。
So believe and be baptized, there's a sequence, there's a right sequence.
作为一个基督徒，我们必须先相信。
As a Christians, we need to first believe in the Lord.
当我们相信主耶稣以后，成为基督徒，我们就可以受洗。
After we believed in Him, we become Christians, then we get baptized.
不能颠倒的。
It's not the other way around.
当你还没信，就去受洗。
You don't get baptized first before you become a Christian.
如果这样的受洗对你也没有意义。
And that sort of baptism is meaningless to you.
我们曾经也听过很多有些弟兄姊妹。
And some brothers and sisters told us.
他就来问我们。
They asked us.
他说我小时候被父母或者家里人带到教堂参加受洗，算不算数？
They say I was baptized as an infant. Does that count as baptism?
我相信你们有的也有听到这个事情。
So perhaps you have heard this before.
因为他在小时候被家人带到教堂去。
For some were brought up in a religious home and they were baptized as infants.
而那个教会就给他施洗。
And they got baptized by the church of their parents at the time.
他还没有信主。
And before they even believe in the Lord.
在小时候他也没有分辨的能力。
And before they had the ability to discern.
所以他在不知道情况下，不知道是怎么回事情况下就受了洗。
So they didn't know what was happening, but they got baptized as infants.
所以我觉得他这个教导是错误的。
So this is a wrong teaching.
我们必须先相信主以后。
We need to first believe in the Lord.
成为基督徒再来受洗。
Become Christians and then we get baptized.
但是还有另外一种人。
But there's another kind of person.
他是相信主耶稣基督了。
They truly believe in the Lord.
却迟迟不来受洗。
But they didn't want to. They always tarry and delay their baptism.
可能他是半年了。
Perhaps after 6 months.
一年了。
After 1 year.
甚至更长时间。
Or even a longer period of time.
他一直都不愿意受洗。
They don't want to be baptized.
这也是不对的。
And again, that's incorrect.
我们可以看一下圣经有很多例子。
There are many examples for us in the Bible.
特别是在使徒行传那边。
Especially in Acts.
有告诉我们什么情况下可以受洗。
Tell us in what under what circumstances can one be baptized?
这个我念一下，大家不要看圣经。
I'll just read it out to you.
就是在使徒行传10:47那边。
In Acts chapter 10, in verse 47,
彼得三次被看到异象。
Three times Peter saw the vision.
然后圣灵就带领他到外邦人那里。
And the Holy Spirit led him to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
当他被邀请到哥尼流一家的时候。
When he was invited and he came to the home of Cornelius.
哥尼流一家也请了很多亲朋好友在那里。
And Cornelius invited many of his friends and relatives to his home to listen to Peter.
彼得就将福音传给他们。
So Peter preached the gospel to these Gentiles.
哥尼流一家和他的亲朋好友一听到福音以后就相信主。
Cornelius' family and relatives and friends heard the gospel and they believed in the Lord.
他接下来就什么？就受洗了。
And then they were baptized.
是，受洗他就归入主。
And they were baptized unto the name of the Lord.
还有保罗。
And Paul.
他在大马色的路上，他曾经名叫扫罗。
On the way to Damascus, his name was Saul.
但是在大马色的路上时候，他被主的光光照了。
But he was the light of the Lord shone upon him on the way to Damascus.
他眼睛瞎了。
His physical eyes were blinded.
他被人领到大马色城里面。
He was led by the hand to the city of Damascus.
因为他眼睛瞎了，不能做什么。
Because his eyes were blinded, he couldn't do anything.
他就躺在床上。
So he lay on his bed.
他三天三夜不吃不喝。
For 3 days he fasted, he did not eat or drink.
但神借着他的门徒。
The Lord through his disciples.
所以主耶稣也吩咐他的门徒一个叫亚拿尼亚的。
The Lord commanded one of his disciples by the name of Ananias
按手在他的身上
to lay hands on Paul, on Saul.
Yeah, 按手在保罗身上
to lay hands on Saul.
他的眼睛像鳞片一样丢下来
and his eyes were open.
他就能看见了
and he could see.
而保罗看见的时候他就起来
After his eyes were open, he got up.
他起来做什么呢？
And what does he do?
他不是他三天三夜不吃不喝，肚子饿了。
Not that he's hungry after being fasting for 3 days and 3 nights. That he wants to eat.
而是口渴，口渴了。
But he was or thirsty.
去吃饭吃喝水。
To eat or drink.
不是的。
No.
保罗起来的第一件事情做什么
？The first thing that he did when he after he got up.
就是受洗归主归入主
was to be baptized under the name of the Lord.
所以受洗对基督徒来讲是非常重要的。
So baptism is such an important event for a Christian.
所以主耶稣也说信而受洗。
That's why the Lord Jesus says, "Believe and be baptized, will surely be saved."
这就像两个脚走路一样。
Just like the two legs, you walk with two legs.
如果你一个人一个脚走路。
You can if you want to if you try to walk with one leg.
你又辛苦又难看。
It looks ugly and it's very tiring.
下面一个例子，我觉得我个人觉得很有帮助。
And one more example which I personally find very helpful.
也是在使徒行传那里。
Also in the book of Acts.
也是在使徒行传那里，是八章二十六节到三十九节。
In chapter 8, verse 26 to 39.
是关于腓力跟太监传福音的事情。
It's about Philip preaching to the Ethiopian eunuch.
腓力被圣灵感动。
Philip was moved by the Holy Spirit.
引导他到太监的车旁。
Holy Spirit led him to the chariot of the Ethiopian eunuch.
而这个太监正在车上看以赛亚书。
And this Ethiopian eunuch was reading the book of Isaiah.
他看的时候，他不懂里面所预言的是谁。
As he was reading, he could not understand what the book was trying to say.
所以他要请腓力上到他车上给他解释。
So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him to explain the passage to him.
腓力就到他车上，将以赛亚的预言讲给他。
So Philip got up to the chariot and explained to him the book of Isaiah.
他说这些所指的都是指着耶稣基督讲的。
And Philip said all these scriptures were talking about the Lord Jesus.
他将耶稣基督的福音传给他。
And he told him the good news about Jesus Christ.
而他们两个走的时候看到路边有水。
And as they were traveling, they saw water next nearby.
这个太监说这里有水我受洗有何妨呢
And the eunuch said See here's water What prevents me from being baptized
我们要注意的最主要我叫大家注意的是腓力所讲的话
And I want you to pay attention to what Philip was saying
腓力告诉他只要你一心相信你就可以受洗
And Philip said to him If you truly believe with your heart You can be baptized
太监说我相信耶稣基督是神的儿子
And the eunuch says I believe that Jesus is the son of God
所以腓力在这里 问他的话是很重要的
So the words that Philip spoke was very important
只要你一心相信
If you truly believe with your heart
而不是二心相信的
You didn't believe with half of your heart
更不是三心两意
You didn't you're not so you don't change your mind all the time.
而是一心一意相信主。
But you truly believe with your heart, with one heart.
我们就可以马上受洗。
then you can be baptized.
不需要我们等半年、一年，甚至更长时间。
You don't need to wait 6 months or 1 year or a longer period of time.
也不需要我们等我们做好以后才来受洗。
You don't need to wait until you have improved.
如果我们要等我们做好以后再来受洗，我想你永远不会受洗的。
If you want to wait until you have become a better person, you have improved, then you will never be baptized.
因为靠着我们人是永远做不好的。
But by ourselves, by our own effort, we can never be good.
因为保罗也说过，立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
Just like Paul says, it is to will is present with me to do good, but it is powerless to do it.
圣经里面说过，世上没有一个义人，连一个都没有。
The Bible says there's no one righteous, not even one.
所以你如果等你做好再来受浸，我想你永远也受不了浸。
So if you say you want to wait until you have improved, you want to be good, then you can be baptized. You will never be baptized.
所以我们受浸不是一种外表的形式。
Again, and also, baptism is not just an outward formality.
我们受浸不是加入一个组织。
Baptism, nor is baptism a ceremony to join an organization.
我们受浸也不是加入一个团体。
It's not it's not a ceremony to join an organization.
也不是加入某某聚会处的人。
Nor to join a such and such assembly.
成为一个聚会处里面的教友。
To be registered on the register roll of a church.
而我们受浸是为主做见证的。
Baptism is an open testimony for the Lord.
我们受浸是归入一个身体。
To be baptized, we get baptized into one body.
我们受浸是归入耶稣基督。
We are baptized unto the Lord Jesus.
归在神的儿子名下，归在神儿子耶稣基督的名下。
Unto the name of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们受浸是外表的，
If baptism is but an outward formality,
我们可以不受浸。
Then we don't need to be baptized.
因为外表的东西都要过去。
For all outward formalities will pass away.
我曾经听过一个弟兄给我们所讲的见证。
I heard a testimony by a brother.
这位弟兄是我们现在这里坐的一个年长弟兄。
He was an elderly brother, among us.
他曾经在青年的时候，刚相信主的时候。
When he was a young believer, when he was young.
不过我在讲这个见证之前，先请这个弟兄原谅，如果有讲错，等下给我纠正一下。
So ask forgiveness for this brother, from this brother. If I make a mistake, please correct me afterwards.
因为我很多人我想都听到这个见证。
I believe many of you have heard the testimony.
也就是他刚刚信主的时候。
So when he was a young believer,
他真的很爱主。
He truly loved the Lord.
很想跟年长的弟兄姊妹有交通。
And he loves to desires to have fellowship with elderly brothers and sisters.
有分享。
To have fellowship.
所以他有一次就跑到年长的弟兄家里。
So once he went to an elderly brother's home to visit him.
当时的环境是很紧张的。
So at that time, it was politically very dangerous to do that.
这位年长弟兄也因着信仰被判重刑。
This elderly brother was sentenced with a heavy punishment because of his faith.
因为他是在监狱里面。受刑的，因为他生病就被他保外就医。
He was put in prison because of his faith, but because of his health, he was able to get out of the prison.
但是24小时有人在监视他。
But he was monitored 24 hours by the Communist Party.
而这位当时年轻的弟兄，他就不顾这些。
So this young brother, despite all the dangers, he went and visited this elderly brother.
他刚刚信主，心里很火了。
He was a young believer and he was zealous for the Lord.
就想跟年长的弟兄姊妹有交通。
So all he desired was to have fellowship with elderly brothers.
他就跑到去见年长弟兄。
So he went and visited him.
当他们交通时候，年长弟兄问他，是你受浸了没有？
So as they were having the fellowship, the elderly brother asked him, have you been baptized?
他说不需要。
And he said, I don't need to.
他说这些都因着环境把它除掉，这外表的东西都不需要。
He said all these outward formalities are not important because of the political environment.
而年长弟兄就听了很惊讶。
And the elder brother was quite shocked.
但他很有智慧。
But he was full of wisdom.
很有生命。
He was full of life.
他也不跟他争辩。
So he wasn't arguing with the younger brother.
他就问他。
So he asked him,
你信耶稣基督吗?
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
你信他是神的儿子吗?
Do you believe that he is the Son of God?
这年轻弟兄说, 他相信。
And the younger brother said, yes, I do.
他说, 你信圣经是神的话吗?
And he said again, do you believe that the Bible is the word of God?
他说他相信。
And he said, yes, I do believe.
所以他年长弟兄说, 那你回去好好看圣经, 再来决定要不要受洗。
So the elder brother asked him, said to him, so go home and read the Bible and carefully consider this matter before you come and be baptized.
So he
went home and read the Bible.
第二次他来到见年长弟兄,
so second time when he come and see, visit this elderly brother.
他说他要受洗,
and he said, I want to be baptized.
年长弟兄说, 为什么?
And the elderly brother said,
他说圣,
why?
他说圣经里面教导我的, 我要遵守。
For this is the command of the law in the Bible, I want to obey.
所以说, 圣经里面吩咐我们的, 我们作为神的儿女, 作为一个基督徒, 我们必须遵守的。
As children of God, we need to obey the command of the law in the Bible.
所以主耶稣在圣经之前说, 你我还我所吩咐你们的, 你们都要遵守。
So the Lord, after his ascension, he said to his disciples, teach them to obey all things that I have commanded you.
所以主说,
so the Lord says, believe and be baptized.
你不但要信, 你要受洗, 不是要等到很久很久才来受洗。
Not only believe, but be baptized, and not need to wait for a long time to.
甚至家里人或弟兄姊妹鼓励你受洗, 你还不愿意。
And some didn't want to baptize even after the family and friends have encouraged you to.
受浸其实是在那里为主就见证的。
But indeed, baptism is a testimony for the Lord.
他愿意在神面前,
if you're willing,
在人面前,
when one is willing to give a testimony before God and before men,
甚至在仇敌面前, 在那里为主做见证,
even before the enemy, the Satan,
是在人和仇敌面前, 在那里宣告的,
it's a proclamation before man and before the enemy.
他愿意与主同死,
that I am now willing to die with Christ.
与主同埋葬,
to be buried with Christ.
与主同复活,
to be raised with him.
所以他在那里宣告, 他从此以后不再做罪的奴仆。
It's a proclamation that I am no longer a slave of sin.
他从此以后归向神,
that I, from now on, I belong to God.
所以我们下面讲一些受浸的意义,
and I will continue to share a little bit more on the meaning of baptism.
我们看一下罗马书六章,
let's look at Romans chapter 6.
我们好不好大家一同来念这一章,
let's read together Romans 6.
六章三到十一节,
verse 3 to verse 11.
我们一同来念,
let's read together.
岂不知我们这受洗归入他的死，是受洗归入他的死，就让他一同埋葬，原是叫我们依据一动，有新生的样式，让基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活。
For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we will no longer be enslaved to sin. One who has died has been set free from sin.
But
if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ being raised from the dead will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. The life he lives, he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
我们从这里我们可以看到我们受洗是与基督一同死的。
So from the passage we can see that when we get baptized, we are united with Christ in his death.
是归入基督的死。
We were baptized unto his death.
与他一同埋葬。
And were buried with him.
第五节我们在这里看, 我们若在死的形状上与基督联合。
Verse 5 says, if we have been united with him in a death like his,
也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
We shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
我刚刚开始看这段时候，我不明白。
When I first read this verse, I could not understand.
在死的形状上与他联合。
What does it mean to be united with him in his death?
是有形状吗？
What is the likeness of his death?
因为我们都每次去参加安息聚会的时候
，We attend many ceremonies.
我看到死的人都是躺在棺材上。
So all those that are dead lie in the coffin.
他形状都是一样的。
And they all have the same likeness.
所以我就不懂这个死。
So I couldn't understand the likeness of death.
所以我就不懂死有什么形状。
What is the likeness of death?
然后我就去找我这一本圣经，因为很基本上每节都有解释。
So I went and looked at look at my Bible for some notes explanations.
但刚刚好这一章圣这个解释里面，上面四节上面有解释。六节后面有解释，就是这一节没有解释。
So, but unfortunately, in my Bible commentary, it has explanation for verse 4 and verse 6, but not verse 5.
所以我就在那里思想。
So I had to meditate this verse before the Lord.
到底是有没有形状？
What does a likeness of death mean?
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
他给我里面有一种启示。
He revealed the truth to me.
他说是有形状的。
He said, yes, there is a likeness of death.
好像有的人
Just like some people.
他坐在那里的时候死了。
While they were sitting, they passed away.
他的形状就是坐在那里死的形状。
So that's the likeness of death.
有的人跪在那里死的。
Some of them were passed away while they were kneeling down.
他的形状就在跪在那里形状。
That is his likeness of death.
而有些属主的儿女们
Some who belong to the Lord, the children of God.
他死得很慈祥。
When they passed away, they were so peaceful.
他就是慈祥的形状。
But that is the likeness of death.
我记得
such peaceful.
我记得曾经我邻居有一个人。
I remember once, I had a neighbor.
他是很反对基督徒的。
He was truly against Christianity, Christians.
每次他都用亵渎的话来攻击神，攻击基督徒。
Every time he blasphemed against God, against Christians.
而他死的时候是非常非常的恐惧。
So, but when he died, he died a terrible death.
他就叫他家里人拿刀来刺他，因为他有很多黑人要将他带走。
As he was dying, he was fearful, and he asked his family members to step in with a knife because he didn't want to
所以他就是这样
be taken away.
他就是这样悲悲惨惨恐恐慌慌的死去。
He died a terrible, a dreadful death.
这就是他死的形状。
That is his likeness of death.
而我们主耶稣也有死的形状。
And the Lord Jesus has a likeness of death of his own.
他的形状是在十字架上。
His likeness of death is to die on the cross.
他一边拉着神的手。
On the one hand, he grabbed hold of God's hand.
一边拉住我们的手。
With another hand, he grabbed hold of humanity.
因着主耶稣为我们流血。
Because of the blood that he shed on the cross.
为我们舍命。
Because of the death he died for us.
我们靠着他，我们与神和好。
By his death, we are restored to God.
所以说，我想是有形状的。
So there is, death does have a likeness.
所以主耶稣在十字架上是为我们而死的。
So the cross, the death that he died on the cross, he died for us.
他是替我们的罪而死的。
He died for our sins.
所以我们可以在属灵方面上讲，是主耶稣带我们一同在十字架上钉死的。
So spiritually, he died. He not only did he die for us, he also died in our place. We died with him on the cross.
因为我们的旧人和他一同钉在十字架上。
For all men were crucified with him on the cross.
既然我们旧人死了，我们就不再做罪的奴仆。
And if our old self was crucified with him, then we are no longer slaves to sin.
我们就罪身灭绝了。
The body of sin have been done away with.
罪也不再做我们的主。
And sin can no longer be master over us.
因为我们与基督已经在十字架上同死了。
For we have been united with Christ in his death.
因为死的人没有自己的意志。
For those who are dead have no longer have his own their own will.
没有自己的想法和看法。
No longer have their own thoughts.
死的人是最安静的。
Dead people are the quietest people in the world.
因为我曾经有听过一个人讲。
Once I heard this story,
他说他一个西人的邻西人对他讲，他说他的邻居是非常好的。
A Westerner told him that his neighbor was such a good man.
从来不打扰他们。
He never bothers them.
也不吵他们。
And never cause any noise.
也不麻烦他们。
Never came to trouble them.
所以他就问他，你的邻居到底是谁，有这么好？
And he asked him, and they asked him, "Who is your neighbor? Why is it such a kind person?"
He said, "My neighbor, behind the wall and behind the wall,
he said, "I live next to a cemetery."
So, if for Chinese people, this is a very scary thing.
So, for Chinese people, perhaps it's a terrible, it's a fearful thing.
But for Westerners, it's nothing.
For Westerners, they didn't care.
He thought this neighbor was very good.
He said, these neighbors are so good, they're so quiet.
从来不打扰他们。
They never came to bother him.
所以死的人是没有自己的想法。
So dead people never have their own thoughts.
没有自己的意志。
No longer have their own will.
因此我们死是与基督同死的。
So when we die with Christ.
我们的旧人和旧人的想法都与基督一同死一同埋葬。
Our old self, the thoughts and the wills of the old self were crucified with Christ.
因此我们当我们从水里上来的时候
So the moment we come up from the water
我们不再是老我的自己
We are no longer our old self
不再旧我在我们里面
We're no longer the old self governing, rule over us
当我们受洗从水里上来的时候
The moment we come out from the water
是基督在我们 After baptism 是基督在我们里面
As Christ rules in us
因为有人在基督里
ForIf any man is in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
旧事已过。
The old has passed.
我们都成为新的人。
And all have become new.
所以主耶稣圣经里面叫讲，我们原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样子。
So the Bible tells us here, we too might walk in the newness of life.
所以叫我们从水里上来以后，我们在日常生活中一举一动都有新生的样式。
So after the baptism, we are to walk in newness of life in our daily living.
不再以前的我了。
No longer our old self.
以前的我与基督同钉十字架，同埋葬了。
Our old self have been crucified with Christ and be buried with him.
现在的我一举一动是基督在我们里面。
And the new me is Christ in me.
所以现在活着不再是我，是基督在我里面活着。
Therefore, Paul says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
所以我们在日常生活中要有好的见证。
So in our daily life, we need to have a good testimony.
因为很多人看到你受洗以后，都在你身边看着我们。
For many will watch us and say that now you have been baptized.
所以我们一举一动要有主的样式。
So all that we do, we need to walk in newness of life.
要有主美好的见证。
We need to bear good testimony for the Lord.
所以今天十二位弟兄姊妹受洗归在主的名下。
So today we have 12 brothers and sisters who will be baptized under the name of the Lord.
你们再过一会儿就是成新造的人。
Very soon you will be new creation.
旧事已过。
The old have passed.
一切都是新的了。
And all have become new.
这就是受洗的意义。
And that is the meaning of baptism.
当然我也给这十二位弟兄姊妹有一点点的鼓励。
Of course, I'd also like to encourage the 12 brothers and sisters.
第一。
Firstly.
你是神出生的婴孩。
You are the newborn babes in the house of God.
婴孩最需要的是什么？
And what does a baby need at the most?
是吃的。
Is to eat.
圣经是神的话语。
Bible is the word of God.
是我们里面生命的粮食。
It's our spiritual food.
所以我希望你们能好好的读圣经。
So I truly hope that you will read the word of God.
第二。
Secondly.
你们要，因为你们是神出生的婴孩。
For you are the newborn babes in Christ.
出生的婴孩，慢慢长大以后，要跟父母有交通。
As babes growing up, they will have fellowship with parents.
我相信有做母亲的人，因为看到自己婴孩虽然不会讲话，他在那里哭，在那里闹，他就知道他什么事情发生。
I believe many young mothers will understand this. Even the young babes, they could not talk, but they could still communicate in their own way with the parents.
虽然你刚受洗，
so even though you have just been baptized,
你祷告不完全，
you don't know how to pray properly.
你祷告不完美，
you don't know how to pray a perfect prayer.
但是我们的天父能听得懂你的声音，
but our Heavenly Father will understand what you want to say.
能明白你的心意，
will understand what's in your heart.
所以我希望你们要好好的祷告。
So I hope that you will pray often.
第三，
thirdly,
你是神出生的婴孩。
You are newborn babes in Christ.
你是神身体里面的一个肢体。
You are an inseparable part of the body of Christ.
肢体之间要彼此联络。
And the bodies, the parts, members of the body needs to have fellowship together.
肢体之间要彼此的扶持。
Need to support each other.
如果一个肢体把它剪了扔在外面，就是孤干死了。
If a body is cut off from the, if the member of the body is cut off,and throw outside of the body, then it will die.
所以你要跟弟兄姊妹多有交通。
So you need to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
多有参加聚会。
Join meetings.
因为你受洗不是你今天的毕业。
For baptism is surely not a graduation ceremony for you.
而是刚刚恰恰是相反，你刚刚是在神的家里面是入学，刚刚入学。
But it's an entrance ceremony for the house, in the house of God.
所以我希望你能够跟弟兄姊妹彼此来学习。
So I hope that you will learn with brothers and sisters together.
彼此来奔跑这前面的道路。
Together we'll walk the heavenly way ahead of us.
第四，你们要有好的见证。
You need to have a testimony, the life of testimony before the Lord.
受洗以后，就受洗时候，你就是为主做见证。
After you have been baptized, the baptism itself is a testimony for the Lord, and after baptism, you will live a life of testimony.
所以你在日常生活中，
so in our daily living,
要为主做光做盐。
Be light and salt in the world.
不论你在什么地方，
no matter where you are.
都能够看到你里面的基督。
Let them see the Christ in you.
所以我们今天的聚会就停到这里。
That's the end of my message.
下面开始我们的受浸聚会。
We will now have the baptism.
受浸，但我们在开始之前，我们有点祷告。
So before the baptism, let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you and praise you.
我们恭敬地将这十二位弟兄姊妹交在你的手中。
We commit these 12 brothers and sisters to your hands with reverence.
主啊，今天他们愿意归在你的名下。
Lord, they have decided to be baptized unto your name.
主啊，求你的恩典托住他们。
Lord, will you sustain them with your grace?
求你的爱的手扶持他们。
Will you uphold them with your loving hand?
使他们一生走在你喜悦的道路上。
That they may walk on the way that pleases you.
跟众弟兄姊妹同心来奔跑这条属天的道路。
That they may walk this heavenly way with brothers and sisters in one heart.
主啊，我们实在谢谢你，我们一切荣耀都要归给你。
Lord, we thank you and we'll give you all the glory.
奉主你宝贵的名求。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.